Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. If you're one of our listeners in Richmond on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM, come on out to AWOD's Football Fest tomorrow, 6 o'clock, River City Roll. I'll be there. Drab's going to be there. Say hello. Hang out. I believe Fred Smoot's going to be there. Tim Hightower. Live music. And you can bowl, I guess. Can bowl. It's in a bowling alley.
Right.
Also, by the way, and we talked about it, I think top of the show, but Matt, and Mike, that would be Valdez, Drabby, and Mike Marr, will be at Open Road Distillery tonight in Reston Town Center. Yeah, probably roughly around 7 o'clock, hanging out, watching some of the preseason games, watching golf, watching
it's a broski,
baseball.
Broski hangout.
Yeah, yeah, buddy.
So like a mini appearance.
We're inviting listeners. Come hang out with the boys.
Yeah, we're inviting listeners.
Listeners, hang out there.
Is Mike?
It's a great spot, and it's a big spot.
Is he like a reformed meathead? You know what I mean? Like, because he seems like he's got a brain.
You know what he is?
It's just
here's what he is. He's a pretend meathead.
He is
like, and I mean,
he's a fake charming meathead.
Like he's just he's playing it up because we get a kick out of it.
Well, I do get a kick out of it.
Yeah,
his energy is very infectious.
I do like it.
I do want to see some listeners out there tonight, though. So 7 o'clock, Open Road, Reston Town Center.
And he wants to see female listeners.
You want to see females, right?
Good luck with that.
I would say of all the people.
All six of you.
All the people. As this show has matured, right? All the people that have ever worked for the show, you've gotten the least out of it as far as producers, interns, in terms of interactions with the opposite sex and maybe taking advantage of that situation. I would say, I'm not saying on your own personal life.
Like,
we used to do dating games. In other words, you missed a 20-year window.
The heyday.
You missed the heyday.
But you guys don't like to go out anymore. Like, the only time we've gone out.
We don't, no one invites us, really.
Here's your invite right now.
Yeah, you got
tonight. I got 100 kids. I'm not the spur of the moment.
I think the only
I got to put it on my calendar a month in advance.
But it's
I can't even play golf spur of the moment.
Bring Megan.
I can do nothing spur of the moment.
What do you mean? Huh? Your kids are 30.
They're at my house. I had a full house.
They'll survive.
It's not that they won't survive. It's that I might prefer being with them. Like I.
All right. Well, that's your answer.
That's my But if I plan for it, then I can plan for it. Hey, I can't do anything spur of the moment.
Hey, you want to know something super embarrassing about these guys?
Yeah.
All show long today, because they're so hyped for the appearance, they've been practicing their signatures.
Who?
Oh, because
signatures.
Why, you think you're going to sign
a fake radio
No, I'm not. Look at this.
That has nothing to do with tonight. Mar and I have been embarrassed by our signatures.
Oh,
look at these.
Yeah.
We have ugly signatures.
Yesterday, we were working on our full names, and then Mar said,
I was wondering why Mar asked me, do you have a good signature? Yeah. He asked me that.
Jason's just trifling.
I mean, it ain't special. I mean, it's not.
You should. I'll never forget this. It was something I read in Forbes magazine. It was, I think, what was the old man Forbes?
You
name?
Should have a good signature.
Malcolm. He always thought, and you say what you want about our president, he articulates every letter of it, that you should be able to read a person's signature. Malcolm Forbes said, should, because it's like basically arrogant if you just do J.B. Grizzle.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I do.
Right. Because nobody knows who that is. Like, if someone asks you for your signature, you should give them a legit signature.
That's my signature right there.
Yeah, no one knows who that is.
Red-handed.
Huh?
Red-handed. Look at this.
Just workshopping ideas. Hey, but mine right now.
I don't know, EB. I've seen Trumpers. I don't really. It just looks like triangles.
He's articulating every letter there. You may not like it, but he's articulating. He's also using a Sharpie. He's articulating every letter. It's just the greater point.
You're slurping his signature.
I know. I mean, look. Are you telling me you can see the letters?
Like the biggest signature I've ever seen.
What letters do you see?
I mean, I see an L.
Dude, that's way different than people that just do a line, a squiggle and a line. That's way different.
Okay, but he doesn't articulate. I mean, you need to interpret the letters.
You guys are just your syndrome is off the charts. Okay,
what syndrome? You brought it up.
He's articulating.
Find the letters.
I do. I can. They make sense to me. Versus of people, you don't understand what I'm saying. That versus Jason's is totally different.
Let me see yours, Jason.
Totally different. No, it's not. Jason doesn't articulate every letter.
No, I do. Articulate. I do my first letter of my first name and my first letter of my last name.
He just says initial scribble.
Yeah.
What do you think this is?
You know why? I don't care. Malcolm Forbes is an idiot if he thinks you should have a signature that
is
especially clear.
Especially if someone asks for your autograph. Maybe that's different than if you're at Safeway and you're just going to, you know, put on the electronic thing, you know, just get to the next thing.
I mean, if people ask for your autograph, they know who you are.
Well, how about
if you
they
sign
don't?
A hat and how we all, don't? All four
I
of
have
us?
A football from 1997's rookie league, rookie teams, right? For the NFLPA gave me, okay?
Yeah.
And it actually has Ray Carruth's signature there, right? It has all the rookies from 97.
Yeah.
I don't know which ones. You can't see that. You can't read any of them. It's all like yours.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you know that Ray Carruth signed your ball.
Yeah, or that's he not signed good enough for like collect. Like, you don't know who's who.
But maybe Malcolm Forbes just had a thing because I'm seeing a quote, famous quote from Malcolm Forbes. None of my other investments, and this is a guy who was a billionaire, give me the joy that autographs do. He was an autograph seeker.
Is like Darren Revelle. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
And Malcolm Forbes has a nub signature.
I saw it.
I'm just telling you what I read. Okay, you guys, whatever. If you guys think it's cool to just do jigs, that's why you're doing it.
I have problems in my life. I don't need to add one more thing about, do I have
the
perfect
signature?
Well, why
did you practice your signature then for 20 minutes?
Well, not that if you can articulate every letter. I don't care about that.
I wanted it to look cool. Eligible, whatever the word is.
Because mine looks like a second grader.
It's terrible. It should be your signature. You should be able to read it.
I think everyone
Malcolm
in their
Forbes.
Life,
let me see that.
All right,
not that silly. You
okay,
kind of read Malcolm.
He's trying to. I'm using the word articulate. It's probably the wrong word. He's trying to put out every letter. He's not just doing.
MF,
which a lot of people do. They just do that's terrible autograph. Nobody wants it.
You know why I don't do every letter? It takes too long.
I know.
How about this? It's outdated. They don't even teach cursive in school, so kids don't even know how to do a signature.
Don't you think that's kind of sad?
No, I don't at all.
You think that block lettering is attractive?
I think that learning is. I mean, if you want to get deep into it, I think a lot. This is my own personal view.
Sure.
That a lot of the learning taught in school is outdated because now with technology, who needs to use cursive?
You don't think that there's a charm and there's a...
Sure, that's a charm. It can be an elective.
You don't think there's a utility to handwritten letters, handwritten thank you cards.
Sure.
Which will never go away.
Sure.
Will never go away.
Sure, but...
And you write a block lettered thank you card, you look like a donk. You look like an unintelligent...
Why not teach calligraphy? Like cursive to me is the same as calligraphy at this point.
That's the next level.
To be honest with you, you don't need cursive in modern day life. To be
everything's on your screen anyway. Everything you're typing.
I just gave you a great example.
Yeah, but that's an elective.
To write a thank you card?
Because you can write a thank you card in an email. You can type it up.
Oh
if you want to write it out, you can write it up. Nobody wants to write.
Thank you.
I never write a thank you card on email.
I always write it out. But you don't need to teach cursive in history.
But I don't necessarily write it in cursive either. So I do kind of use blocks.
In order to be PGA certified, you have to learn calligraphy. Just saying.
Yeah, but why is that?
Because when you do the member guests and all the tournaments, and you write it out by hand, you have to learn. You have to learn.
So they still do that?
You have to pass calligraphy in order to be
I understand that, but I'm wondering, like, even when I go, I mean, you do often see that. Maybe you're right.
I almost think, and look, I'm not an educator.
Yeah.
Educators could, I almost think spelling doesn't need to be taught.
Everything's corrected.
Everything's old school. You're acting like learning doesn't change. 50 years from now, will they be teaching that?
How to spell? You want to know if you're a donk or not. You got to know how to spell.
Let me tell you something.
People that have spelling issues, I way look down on them. Way. Like, it's okay if you get an I before E thing wrong, one of the tricky ones. But, Tommy Horsecamp once spelled rim R-Y-M. That's it.
Yeah, he did.
That's it.
And we'll never let him forget that.
He spelled
ever.
Rim R-Y-M.
We'll
you can never be respected
But if you don't know how to spell.
This guy wants to get rid of writing and spelling. And
yeah. I mean, you're so hip. I mean, come on.
You're saying it's hip.
Dude, it's...
I'm just saying that your text auto-corrects... Your stuff auto-corrects your spelling already as it is.
Okay, but what if you're handwriting a letter? How are you going to go to your computer for every word? Because you don't have spelling.
Okay, but communication's changing.
You've got to type it up. It's changing my point.
He's saying you never write letters.
I would love to see JP's progressive curriculum.
Condolence handwritten.
I know, and he's saying that you don't do that. I do it. Yeah. I'm with you. He's saying he never writes those.
Yeah.
No, I write handwritten letters.
A personal handwritten note to someone.
But we're also of a different generation.
It looks like a certain word that I would say. I would say in my personal life, not on the air.
I'm still going to keep the way I write my signature the same.
Well, you're old school. You got spiral notebooks that you have two of them open every day.
Yeah, and I take pride in it. But in terms of my signature, I'm going to keep it that way. I think it looks good, and I don't think you need to spell out every single letter of your name.
I think you could do you. It doesn't bother me at all. You do you.
I know you're different.
But no, it's fine. You do you. I won't lose an ounce of sleep over it.
Yeah.
Just when you sign it, no one knows who the hell that is. It's just a blah.
That's I'm actually impressed.
What I'm saying is,
it doesn't matter.
If whoever asked you to sign it and you sign it for them, they know who you are.
I'm actually impressed.
If a fan comes in and goes, "Hey guys, can you sign my hat?" and we all sign it.
If they have JP's book, right?
They know who
signed 9 million times, yeah. And yours is blah, 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 and JP's is blah, 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 and it's going to be a bunch of blah, blah, blah.
Well, if they look at it,
nobody's going to know who it is.
Whatever. If they look at the names, they're going to understand because you're going to write yours out, and Flame's going to write his out. And Cakes and I are going to write, our initials.
Right. And if they have a copy of Still Barking and Jason did his JB, I think they'll be able to put two and two together.
Yes.
Say, oh, that was Jason Bishop. Mm-hmm. And then he put in quote underneath it, Bish, or whatever he does.
Right.
Right.
Listen, I'm less, I know we got a break. I'm less upset about that than I am the cursive. I think the block lettering is like the future or something. Like, that's embarrassing. Block letters. It's like what toddlers do.
I don't see cursive on this. Regular letters. That's how I would teach.
Right. I'm kind of in the middle because I do write thank you letters. All right, I don't type them up, but I do use block letters.
Right, it's embarrassing.
It's all more
right.
legible.
I know you're right. It's kind of embarrassing.
All right.
But
all right.
I also still write checks. None of you guys write checks.
I actually do on occasion. Right. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right.